Business number 2. Amazon FBA, fulfilled by Amazon. Fulfilled by Amazon, or FBA, is an e-commerce program by the online retail giant. The program's business model is very similar to that of dropshipping. If you're familiar with dropshipping, or if you have experience with it, you'll find it easy to understand Amazon FBA's business model. This opportunity can be very lucrative if you can think of a product that has very little competition within the Amazon network. The whole process can be simplified in the following steps. 1. You apply for the Amazon FBA program. 2. If you're accepted, you ship your products to one of their distribution centers. The company refers to these distribution centers as fulfillment centers. 3. You list your products for sale in Amazon. 4. If someone buys your product, Amazon ships the product to the customer. Looking at the business model of the program, it's easy to recognize obvious benefits. For one, Amazon handles the sales and shipping process. The company receives the orders, processes them, and ships the product. They are literally running the business for you. Your main responsibility is to keep on sending more of your products to Amazon's fulfillment centers before these run out of stock. Earlier, we mentioned how the business model is very similar to dropshipping. This is because you can turn it into a real dropshipping business. You can enter into a contract with a manufacturer or a supplier who makes the products, then ship these on your behalf to Amazon's fulfillment centers. In this setup, your role is to make sure that the supplier keeps making and shipping the products. You can also choose to have the supplier send the products to you so that you'll be the one shipping the products to Amazon. This is a good idea if you want to make sure that the products you're selling are of the highest quality possible. Ratings based on our criteria. A. Simplicity. Starting a business with Amazon FBA can be very complicated because there are a lot of hoops you have to go through. You have to apply with the program. You need to make sure that the products pass certain standards, e.g. packaging and safety requirements, etc. And you have to be communicating with your manufacturer, supplier, inspectors, etc. to make sure products are manufactured to specification. If they happen to be in China, the language barrier and time zone difference could present challenges. 6 out of 10. B. Passivity. Managing an Amazon FBA business can take a lot of your time and resources. Some of your time will be spent communicating with your suppliers, optimizing your listings, running promotions or giveaways, optimizing your Amazon-sponsored ads, etc. However, passivity can be improved by outsourcing some of these tasks to virtual assistants, who will take care of them for you. Virtual assistants can be hired from Fiverr.com or Upwork.com. 6 out of 10. C. Scalability. It's easy to scale your Amazon FBA business. Once you're accepted into the program and you've successfully launched your first product and familiarized yourself with the process, scaling is as simple as adding more products to your inventory or expanding your product offerings, such as offering your customers complimentary products as part of a bundle. 9 out of 10. D. Competitiveness. Expect a lot of other merchants to be selling similar products as you. You might even be getting your products from the same suppliers. Furthermore, it's not unusual to compete directly with suppliers from China. 4 out of 10. Tips for success. 1. Do your research before you jump into the bandwagon. As I've mentioned earlier, competition within Amazon is fierce. So what you need to do is research for products that have a good demand but little competition. A good market research software for this is Jungle Scout or Viral Launch. 2. Watch and observe your most successful competitors. What are they doing? What tools are they using?